With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break Italian, Season 3, Episode 36. Buongiorno a tutti, benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Salve a tutti, e io sono Francesca.
Francesca, come stai?
Benissimo, Mark, grazie mille. E tu?
Benissimo, benissimo.
Bene.
E ho sentito qualcosa.
Dimmi.
Che tu sei stata in Italia.
Ah sì, sono appena tornata da qualche giorno a Trieste.
Una toccata e fuga.
Bravissimo, l'espressione perfetta per descrivere il mio brevissimo viaggio in Italia.
E com'è andata?
Benissimo, è stato un viaggio molto speciale perché sono andata a Trieste per incontrare le mie vecchie compagne di università.
Ah, che carino!
Sì, 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 e abbiamo anche incontrato il proprietario dell'appartamento dove vivevamo.
Wow, sì. Quanti anni ha?
Quasi 90,
wow,
sì, sì, un signore davvero speciale, è sempre stato molto gentile con noi e quindi volevamo vederlo per ringraziarlo da adulte per essere stato un proprietario così gentile, simpatico sempre.
Un vero tesoro.
Ah sì, proprio così.
Come il tesoro di Monte Spelonca.
Infatti, sì.
We are, of course, following the story of Il Tesoro di Monte Spelonca in our last 10 episodes of season 3. And we have reached chapter 6,
sì,
episode 36.
Halfway through.
Halfway through. So Francesca, what's happened recently in our story?
Yes, if you remember, Mark, in episode 5 we met Professor Doppi, il Professor Doppi, the historian of the village, who spoke about an entrance way leading to the cave, which, however, seems to be blocked. And il professor Doppi also gave the three children one of his books, uno dei suoi libroni, where the children found some information on le torrette. Le torrette are two medieval towers which in the past had the function to indicate the way to a secret path used by bandits.
Mamma mia. Okay, well, we'll find out what happens in this next chapter now. Allora, bando alle ciance.
Diamo inizio alle danze.
Capitolo 6. Mercoledì, 13 luglio, ore 11. Alessandro, Edoardo e Sofia erano pronti ad esplorare le torrette. Per arrivarci bastava camminare qualche chilometro. Ma era una giornata molto calda. Il sole picchiava sul collo dei bambini mentre si dirigevano, spediti, su per la montagna. Dopo più di un'ora di cammino, i tre arrivarono a destinazione, accaldati e sudati. Alessandro, impaziente, iniziò subito ad esplorare. Le torrette erano alte e imponenti, ma intorno c'erano solo erba incolta e rovi. Presto Sofia cominciò a mostrare i primi segni di stanchezza. Le sembrava di aver fatto tutta quella fatica per niente. Alessandro invece era più speranzoso e determinato a venire a capo del mistero. Continuava a ripetere: «Penso che qualcosa si possa trovare». Al sentire queste parole, Sofia reagì con fare scontroso. «Ma che cosa ci sarà mai da trovare?» «Ale, non vedi che non c'è nulla? ci hai trascinato fino a qui lungo questo stupido sentiero per niente. E adesso farò anche tardi a pranzo e i miei genitori si arrabbieranno di nuovo. E tutto per colpa tua e per la tua testardaggine. Alessandro guardò Edoardo in cerca di un cenno di solidarietà, ma lui sembrava dare ragione a Sofia. Imbronciato e deluso, Alessandro attaccò i suoi amici. Nessuno vi ha obbligato a venire. Pensavo che questa storia interessasse anche a voi, ma a quanto pare mi sbagliavo. D'ora in poi me la caverò da solo. Non ho bisogno del vostro aiuto. Andatevene pure a casa. Detto questo, Alessandro si allontanò con un nodo alla gola, trattenendo a stento le lacrime.
Wow.
Oi, oi, oi.
So much interesting vocabulary in this episode. It's fantastic.
Sì, è vero, Mark.
Lots of emotions and lots of feelings. Lots of really interesting adjectives as well.
Sì, bravo. Vedo okay. che hai seguito molto bene Come la narrazione.
Okay, so what happened in this episode then?
Well, in this episode we see our three protagonists, the three friends who decide to go and explore Le Torrette.
Mm-hmm. They're only a couple of kilometers away, but it turns out to be a very hot day, which I think makes getting there quite hard work.
Sì, infatti, quando arrivano, when they arrive, sadly they don't find anything there, but only grass and thorn bushes.
That was one of the words that was certainly new to me, rovi.
Una parola nuova, i rovi, sì.
Okay, so these are thorn bushes, prickly shrubs,
esatto.
That kind of idea. Good. Okay. Alessandro, however, he's full of hope and he's determined to get to the bottom of the mystery.
Sì, ma Sofia, on the contrary, is very tired and she's also a little bit angry with Alessandro.
Yeah, I think she thinks all the effort that they've put into this is worth nothing, and I think she's also worried because she's going to be home late for lunch.
Sì, sì, sì. Alessandro is probably surprised, not expecting such a reaction from his friend, and he's hoping to get some support from Edoardo. But he also seems to be siding with Sofia.
I think the heat of the day is definitely having a role to play in this and making some grumpy children. But Alessandro, now feeling abandoned by his friends, he reacts in quite a strong manner. And
sì.
He says that from now on he won't need their help anymore and he'll do everything on his own. Me la caverò da solo.
Oh, indipendente. Sì, this episode finishes with Alessandro leaving his friends with a lump in his throat, trying to hold back le lacrime.
Poverino.
Tears. Sì, poverino, poverino.
But he did kind of bring on himself a little.
Un pochino, bisogna dirlo.
I think one of the great things about this episode, indeed the whole story, is that we're seeing so many of the words and the phrases that we've covered in Coffee Break Italian season 3 in the context. So when he said me la caverò da solo, mm-hmm. we've had cavarsela,
sì,
and we've
sì.
discussed that in great detail back in lesson 30, I think.
Maybe 29.
Okay, you know better than me. But cavarsela means to manage, to get by. And he used it in the future there. Me la caverò mm-hmm. da solo. I'll manage all by myself.
Sì.
There was another word that I thought was fantastic.
Okay,
in here.
Quale parola?
I think you probably guessed. Testardaggine.
Ah, sì, sì, sì. Probably our listeners already know the adjective testardo mm-hmm. or testarda, femminile, but we can form the noun from this adjective. So, la testardaggine.
La testardaggine, stubbornness. So, testardo or testarda is stubborn.
Sì.
And we've got this wonderful noun, la testardaggine. Stubbornness. And we've got testa in there, the
testa,
word for head.
Sì, 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 sì.
I think in English we've got a couple of expressions about being stubborn that include the word head. So we've got headstrong.
Okay.
Not quite the same. But I think also we sometimes say pig-headed, if someone's pig-headed.
Ah, non conoscevo questa espressione.
I'm not suggesting that all pigs are stubborn, but who knows.
Sì, anche in italiano possiamo dire avere la testa dura
la
come
testa dura.
Alternativa okay. a essere testardi.
Okay, brilliant. Sì. Okay, so we will, of course, go through the full story in our bonus episode. But for now, I think there's time for just one more thing. Ancora
sì,
una cosina.
Come sempre, c'è ancora una cosina, Mark. And I must say, I hope that today's cuisine doesn't prove to be right in the end, because this is an expression that it's a little bit negative, but it has probably crossed Alessandro's mind when his friends somehow let him down and he decided to continue his journey on his own.
Ok, allora qual è l'espressione?
Io penso che Alessandro abbia pensato meglio soli che male accompagnati.
Right, so better alone than badly accompanied.
Sì,
so
sì.
Better than alone than in bad company.
Esatto, this is basically what people say when they think they are better off by themselves rather than in the company of unpleasant people, and it can be friends or in a relation, work, okay. So in different aspects of life.
Okay, so if I were saying this, would I say meglio solo che male accompagnato? Or do we always keep it in the plural?
You could, but generally we keep it in the general form. So meglio soli che male accompagnati. It's like a fixed form.
So just to be clear there, that soli and male accompagnati, because male, of course, is our adverb there,
sì,
badly
sì,
accompanied.
Sì, sì.
Male accompagnati.
Sì, meglio soli che male accompagnati. I hope this won't be the case for
Hopefully
long
not.
For Alessandro, though.
Incrociamo le dita.
Incrociamo le dita, sì.
Allora, è tutto per oggi. Grazie mille, Francesca.
Grazie a te, Mark, come sempre.
Ci vediamo nella prossima puntata di Coffee Break
sì,
Italian.
Sì, sì, la numero 7. Vediamo cosa succederà.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.